Yesterday I was up in Glasgow for the LGBT Lives seminar called Sexual Gender Dissidence Over the Life Course. The seminar's part of four ESRC-funded LGBT seminars that are taking place this year and next, and the first one was last year actually, taking place across Scotland. They've been organised by Ian Rivers, who's a prof down at Brunel, and by Richard Ward, who's down at Manchester. Anyway, it was a pretty knackering day, but a pretty fantastic day at the same time. Really, really interesting. Matthew Waits at Glasgow, who I'm sure many of you've heard of, kicked off the day talking about the global politics of sexual orientation, gender identity, and human rights. And he's also got a book coming out pretty soon. This stuff seems really pretty useful actually for the LLM human rights course that we do at Sunderland. It was then followed by quite a few papers. Jeff Meek, who I've heard at the UCU conference last year, did a really fantastic paper talking about negotiating the discredited gay and bisexual men's narratives in Scotland 1940 to 1980. Really, really interesting paper. Lots of qualitative research from a number of guys that he interviewed in Scotland. Really, really interesting data. Hope it gets published pretty soon. My own paper didn't go that brilliantly. It was okay, but we had technical glitches and I was trying to cram far too much into too short a time. What I was talking about though was some of the public sex material and how the virtual public sex environments are policed in cyberspace and in the real world. And I was looking at a number of Scottish examples following on from Scottish Health Minister's assertion in, I think, November of last year, saying that Scotland needed to have a more progressive attitude and that in places like the Highlands in particular, gay men and even straight couples were being forced to into the Highlands, into these public sex environments, to have sex like mad, purely because they were being forced out of other alternative spaces. So there's some interesting stuff going on in Scotland, and I'm hoping to develop that work a little bit more. The other paper of the day, and there were lots of papers, and you can have a look at the materials on the website for LGBT Lives. Just search for LGBT Lives. I'll be putting my own slides up on my academia page, so if anyone's interested, you can view them on there. But the other paper of the day that really completely and utterly blew me away was a paper by a trans activist, playwright, performer, an all right, just all round, just brilliant woman, actually, Jo Clifford. And Jo Clifford talks about transgendered spaces. It wasn't a paper, it was her own story. And it was just so amazing. Throughout the whole sort of 20 minutes of this extraordinary performance, I was on the verge of tears for a lot of it. And I'm really hoping to get Jo down to talk to some of the law and sexuality students on the module next year. So, someone to look out for, someone we'll hopefully be having at Sunderland. For those of you who have been studying the module this year but will be staying on to do the LLM, don't worry, we'll invite you along as well. So, a pretty fantastic day. I'll probably be talking about some of the other papers as and when.